following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Grief has many stages, but so does healing. I'm your host, DJ Bubblegum, exploring how to live life after loss. Hello, and welcome back to episode 6 of No Map for This. I'm super excited for this episode to be bringing my aunt on, as she has really just held a space of grounding and place for me throughout this entire journey. When I lost my dad, my aunt is the one who was on the phone and the one who told me. And it was obviously a extremely difficult moment in both of our lives. But having her to sit through this process, to grieve through this experience with, has been a blessing. And I'm so incredibly grateful that I've been able to have her in my life throughout this experience. And throughout this podcast and this episode, I really just want to dive into her knowledge. I want to be able to look back on this and listen to it and gain insight from it. My aunt has always had so much insight and knowledge my entire life, and I really want to take advantage of that and learn as much as I can from her while she's here. Recently, right before we had lost my dad, we also lost my grandfather close in that time. And throughout that experience as well, my aunt remained very, very grounded in supporting everybody and helping everybody to the best of her ability. And I want to ask, Auntie, what did you do for yourself to be able to stay grounded enough where you could also help everybody else around you? In my previous episode, I talked about putting on your breath mask first, being able to take that deep breath before you help other people. And I noticed that a lot in you. So what do you do to be able to stay grounded in yourself, but also work with our family and everyone around to help them ground themselves and work through this process?
Well, there's a lot there to unpack, but I don't know, part of me thinks that I came in with these kinds of skills that you're talking about. You know, what is it that I do? I have an extremely solid spiritual practice of meditation. I no longer sit and meditate like I used to. I feel like I'm more in a constant state of meditation, trying to always stay in the present moment. And I try not to react in situations, which is why you feel that sense of me being grounded. And it comes from a lot of training, like many, many, many hours of training that, you know, I began at 25 after I had a traumatic accident myself. And I somebody told me about meditation, and I spent a lot of time researching Buddhism and a lot of time meditating. And I've done various forms of meditation, including a 10-day Vipassana retreat. That was probably the hardest form of meditation that I ever did.
And what did that form of meditation look like?
Vipassana is a form of meditation that you do not speak to anybody for 10 days. So it's a silent retreat, but you're with a whole bunch of people, including roommates. So you're sleeping in close quarters with people, you're eating, you're interacting with them, but there's no talking at all. And then the other part that was really hard, because I was a lot of pain physically because of my injury that I sustained, in Vipassana, you're not supposed to move. You're supposed to get into a posture. And part of it was to go through the pain. At least that's what it was when I was there. I've heard that they've changed in Vipassana. It's not as strict, but when I was there, it was it was something that I would try to hold a posture for the length of the meditation, which was usually at least 30 minutes, if not longer. So that was very difficult for me to sit with pain because I was actually in physical pain and I couldn't move. So it was very uncomfortable for me. That was very challenging. but other than that, I very much enjoyed it because I loved going that deep inside and that deep in meditation. So it was overall a very good experience.
With learning that technique and going on that retreat, what do you feel you gained the most out of that you still are able to use daily today?
Well, that I would say that retreat was kind of just the beginning for me. And then I still continued on with various meditation practices, and I've just come to find, you know, my own. But I would say, to answer your question, I'm able to sit with myself. I'm able to sit with myself and my own feelings. And you learn to be comfortable with the uncomfortable. So it's not like I don't feel things. I absolutely do. But it's learning to be able to allow the feelings to be there. And at the same time, just be grateful that you have this physical body and you're having this spiritual experience at the same time. You know, with this experience that we are having on this earth, like, there is suffering. You know, that's part of the experience of being human. It's show me somebody that's been able to get through life, you know, avoiding some form of suffering at some point in their life. And, you know, some of us, it happens, you know, at different junctures in our life.
Is there a time when you've felt like in your body that it's like too uncomfortable and like you can't handle it? And if there hasn't been, then I guess we can also talk about that too. But if there has, in that moment when you were just like, or if you were like, I have no clue what I'm supposed to do, like I'm so uncomfortable, what did you do?
The only way I can describe what it is that you're talking about, it's a vastness of emptiness. So when I am having that, which it seems like you're trying to describe, like a moment of, I have no answer, I have no, there's nothing I can do, say, there's this massive void. You know, I can only describe the experience of when I was made aware that there was something wrong with my brother and he was rushed to the emergency room. Like a million things went through my head. And then as it became more a possibility that something really bad had happened, everything just went absolutely blank. It's like nothing. Like I don't feel anything. Complete void and emptiness. That's the only way that I can describe it. From that allows me to, in some way, focus on what's only right in front of me. It became a one step at a time process, and things start to slowly trickle back in. And I guess that is how some people would describe the darkness, because I guess that's really what it is. But for me, it doesn't come in a way of pressure. It's like the opposite for me. It's like a complete void, and you know, we just have to take the next step, one step at a time. And somehow I can see what, okay, this is what is going to need to happen. And I can, you know, I guess compartmentalize my feelings to an appropriate time when they will come, and then I can express them in my own time.
Do you think that consciously or even unconsciously that is incorporated in, it sounds like a lot of what I've learned through my small amount of mindfulness that I've begun to learn, and also somatic healing and how that works, and kind of coming to consciousness with what's right in front of me and the simplest things of my feet on the floor, or, you know, my hands just in my lap, what that's feeling like, and slowly being able to incorporate other things over time. Do you think that can connect at all to what you've done?
Absolutely. Being able to feel your feet on the floor is the most important aspect, because if you can't feel your feet on the floor, you're not in the present moment. You know, that's actually how I meditated when I first learned, because I couldn't sit in a meditation posture. It was way too painful for me. So the person that taught me to meditate taught me to do it sitting in a chair, just like I'm sitting here. And I would sit in that chair for probably at least 3 hours a day. And I would just listen to certain tones and music. So yeah, I felt my feet on the floor, and I feel that is an incredible tool to have. And then your breath is also extremely important. And then, you know, just having that connection to what now, you know, I'm fast forwarding, you know, 25 years ago to what I'm talking about, you know, in my meditation days when I was sitting in the chair. But now I have, you know, different skills that I have learned that is a connection to what some people would call their, you know, spirit body, you know, the God within, you know, Christ consciousness, these kinds of things. And it's knowing and understanding and truly believing that we are eternal spirit bodies. That is my foundation now. And without that, you know, everything can crumble very fast. But knowing that we have that divine structure and we can always tap in to that consciousness, and that we are of that consciousness, it's an evolution of your own spiritual journey. That has been my evolution over the last 5 years, deep in that kind of spiritual training. And yeah, I mean, sometimes I think, you know, I've been training for, you know, what happened to my brother. And, you know, sometimes I'm very happy to have the tools that I have. That's all I can say. It doesn't change that you have a loss. There's a piece missing. You just have to understand that piece is still a part of the whole, and at some point it has to come back together somehow.
And I am extremely grateful that I get to have you and get to have someone so close to me who has this much knowledge and understanding. And I seriously don't know what I would do without you on this journey. It has been the biggest blessing to have you, and I thank Dad every day for it. And on that note, we will see you for episode 7 next week. It'll be our final episode.